All right. This is a programming session specifically designed to help you eliminate cravings. Now, cravings can be for specific foods. They can be specific behaviors that you want to do. Okay. And what you want to do is you want to be able to think of them differently. More importantly, you want to feel differently about them. Okay. Remember, when it comes to cravings, there's two sides that we can influence. The biggest part is you. Okay, and so, you know, the example, if you have cravings for chocolate at night, one way to deal with that is to change how you feel at that moment during the evening. Okay, if all of a sudden your focus shifts and you feel completely different at, you know, 7 o'clock, then your cravings will shift, right? And you've experienced this. Sometimes when you're really focused on weight loss or you're really focused and motivated, your cravings seem to be a little different. Okay, and that's what we're looking for. So one way is to change how you feel, and the other way is to change how you perceive that food or that behavior. Okay, and that's what we're really going to focus on. So in order for this to work, you want to pick something specific. All right, you want to pick one specific thing at a time. You can do this process multiple times with different things, but you can't do multiple things each time. Okay, so I want you to pick one thing, whether it be one food. Right, maybe there's ice cream that you're out of control with and you want to feel differently about. Or maybe it's evening eating, right? And maybe it's different foods all the time, but it's that behavior that you want to shift and change. Okay? Pick something. Right? Pick something specific. Alright, you got it? Good. Now remember, this process rests upon the foundation that you are being completely and totally truthful and honest with yourself. Alright? A lot of times people say, I gotta stop eating ice cream. I wish I could stop eating ice cream. But on a deeper level, they perceive and think of the ice cream and feel and think of it as being enjoyable. Right? It tastes really good. It's ultimately a pleasurable experience. Okay? And while that's partly true, the flip side of that that you may not think about a lot is how much discomfort and pain it causes you in your life. Right? Times when you try and put clothes on and they don't fit, or when you stand on the scale and it's gone up, or when you look at yourself in the mirror and you feel bad. Those are directly related to the ice cream, right, or whatever food it is. Okay, so remember, what we're doing is we are starting with the truth, and we're connecting that food or that behavior with the ultimate painful result that it causes and creates in your life. That's basically it. That's what we're doing. And this process you can do. What I want you to do, more than just thinking, okay, I'm going to do this one time and then that'll be the end of it, I want you to begin to recognize the simple process that we are doing here is that we are attaching the pain that that behavior causes to that behavior or that food. Okay? So instead of thinking of ice cream and thinking about how enjoyable it is, you'll think about ice cream and you'll think about when you were looking in the mirror at yourself naked, or that time you stepped on the scale and it went up 6 pounds. Okay? You want to link those things together in a visceral way in your body and in your mind. Okay? And that's all we're doing. So what I want you to do is, we're going to start, I'm going to assume you already have the food that you're going to choose to use for this example or the behavior. And what I want you to think about now is the pain. Okay? I want you to tap into the pain. Pain is a wonderful motivator when we use it intentionally. I want you to think about the pain that your weight or your inability to get to your goals have caused you in your life. Why don't you take a step back and recognize the pain, the dissatisfaction, the depression, the frustration, the sadness, the things you miss out on. Okay? I want you to think about the pain, the reason that you got this course, the reason that you're listening to this now. Right? Use it. Don't worry about it. I promise you, if you think about it and really focus on it, it'll get you upset for a little bit, but we're going to use this pain in a beneficial way. So think about the pain that having this body and this weight issue has caused you and is causing you. How it affects your relationships in your life. How it affects your health, your mobility, your state of mind, your emotions. And you think about all of these things. And as you do, I want you to, if you haven't yet, close your eyes and think of one or two of the most painful experiences you've had with your weight. be trying something on. Could be a comment someone said to you. Could be catching yourself in the mirror in a certain way, stepping on a scale. The overall feeling of whatever goes with it. Okay? Now I want you to think about that food. That food or that behavior that you were thinking about before. And I want you to imagine that in that moment, when you felt that sadness or that pain that was directly because of your weight, I want you to imagine in that moment, feeling as bad as you did, that that food was right there and you were eating it. And maybe you stepped on the scale and it went up. And then I want you to just imagine that all of a sudden that food was right there in your hands and you were eating it. Linking them together because they belong together, don't they? See, time plays tricks on us and separates the cause and the effect so we don't feel them together. Sure, we may know that ice cream put weight on us, but we don't think about the ice cream at that moment when we step on the scale, or that moment when the pants don't fit, or that moment we look in the mirror and feel bad. So what I want you to do now is to attach those things. So that when you think about that food, your mind instantly goes to that pain, recognizing that through that food, through that behavior, on the other side of it, is that feeling of pain, that feeling of frustration, that feeling of sadness. And I want you to make this truthful. Every part of your being has to agree that that behavior, that that food is causing that pain. Now, I'm not saying you have to give up, you know, cookies or ice cream or potato chips forever. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you have to give up the overeating behaviors that got you there. Ice cream occasionally is not going to put weight on you. Occasionally. Okay? And same with all the foods. But it's the overeating. It's the overconsuming of those foods that is causing that pain. And you need to link that behavior with that ultimate pain, that intense, deep pain that it causes. Not because you're making things up, but because, for the first time, you're really connecting two things that belong together. The behavior that causes you the pain. It would be like if every time you're overeating ice cream, all of a sudden someone came up behind you and slapped you in the back of the head. And then when you took another spoonful, you got another slap in the back of the head. You may wonder, what's that all about? And you go and you take another bite, you get another slap in the back of the head. How long would you do this before you realized that the ice cream really wasn't that enjoyable? Because that's kind of what's happening to you. Where every time you step on the scale, or every time you try an outfit on, or every time you think of your body, or every time you look in the mirror, you feel bad. It's like a slap in the back of the head. And it's happening specifically because of these certain behaviors and foods that you're eating. And so I want you to attach the pain that that food and behavior is causing in your life. And again, you're not making things up. You're just being honest. And this is how I want you to think about it. I don't want you to be saying, oh, I have to stop eating so much ice cream, while deep down inside you think that ice cream is so enjoyable. I want you to say, I don't want ice cream anymore because it makes me sad and depressed, ultimately. Maybe not in the moment, but ultimately, in your life, you feel that way. Okay? So that's the process. That's what you do. Is it uncomfortable? Is it kind of depressing? Is it sad? Sure. But it's more sad when you never link up the cause and effect. And that's the point of this. So that it's clear, clear, clear in your mind. Now notice, you already do this in other areas. Right? If you're not a hardcore drug addict, you probably, when you think of certain drugs, go right to the end result. Right? You see yourself homeless on the streets, in horrible health, broke. Maybe if you're a non-smoker and you think of cigarettes, you think of hacking and coughing. You think of lung cancer and having an oxygen machine. You see, you already do this in certain areas of your life. When you think of something, you go to the end horrible result, and that prevents you from wanting it. And that's all you're doing with this process. Okay, sure, ice cream or cookies or certain foods taste good. But what is the ultimate result of over-consuming them? That's what you want to think about. The reason is because it's honest. It's truthful. Okay, you're being very honest and truthful with yourself. And you're going to see that that changes everything. Okay, so you can do this with a few things because you want to find out maybe sugar in your life gets you high and then it gives you lows and it zaps you of your energy. Maybe ice cream you believe makes you fat, right? And then what's the pain of that? Maybe overeating at mealtimes makes you feel completely lethargic and you can't really communicate or be there for your family. And that influences that way. So that's how you want to go through this. You want to get the cause and effect. You want to make a clear and strong association of that in your mind. Right? And when you do this, you'll find that you're not going to be fighting the cravings like you have in the past. Because in the past, you've never changed your underlying perceptions and associations with these foods and things. And that's what this process is about. When you do this a few times, you're going to find that your cravings begin to fade away. Because you start to feel, when you think of those foods or those behaviors, the pain and the discomfort of them. And that's the point. And so I don't want to leave you on a bad note here, because the flip side is this. Then you go out into 1 year. Right? I'll just say 1 year from now. You can do any time period. 6 months, 1 year. And I want you to imagine that these cravings that you used to have disappeared. And you don't eat those foods as much anymore. You don't have those behaviors anymore. And I want you to imagine what your body and your life would look like and feel like. Right? 1 year in the future, what would your life be like? If you continually accumulated these kinds of behaviors where you ate well, you ate the right amount, what would the accumulation of that be? How would you look? How would you feel? Imagine your day. What would a typical day be like in a year of stringing along all those days, right, where you ate well, where you felt good, where you moved your body? Right? What would it feel like? Sit the way you would sit. Breathe the way you would breathe. This is the neurology you want to build up in yourself. This is who you want to be. The more you do it, the better. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed this. Play around with this. What this works with is experimentation, practice. The more you do this, what's going to happen is the better you're going to get at it. And you'll start doing it just naturally and automatically. I promise you. Okay? Because it begins and ends with the truth. And the truth is that those foods and those behaviors are zapping you of the life that you deserve and that you want to live. Okay? And the more clearly you understand that and believe that, the more your behaviors are naturally and automatically just going to change. Okay? So have a great day and enjoy this technique.